This team starts out 3-0. It has an impressive win, three impressive wins, but that one against USA really stuck out. They're riding high, 3-0. They go to Reese, one team, and they come out a completely different team. And that team that showed up and did not do good in Reese was the same team, unfortunately, that we saw tonight, and they ran up against a very good BetX team that took it to them.
It might have been something a little bit different than the team that played at Reese. You know, not the same team, but maybe even a little worse.
Yeah.
And holding on to the, because just holding on to the football made it that much worse.
Absolutely.
BetX Hatchets, let's give credit where credit is due.
100%.
Wow. Great job with Corbin LeGault jumping in the backfield. You know, Vincent Blackstock, quarterback. I like the way that Coach Polke mixed that up. I like that. With they're running out of the shotgun. You never knew who was really going to get the snap. Maybe a downfall a little bit of the Lakers because there was sometimes just too much time in the backfield trying to cross. You know, and you're bringing your line in to try to give your guys a little more time, and that's not working. Where do you go? You just can't. I can't think of any plays.
Yeah,
I can't think of any plays, if any, that I would have called different that Coach Verberg called. I'm with him with the offense. I'm with him with the defense. Yep. Everything was called tonight. Some of the brighter spots, I think the Laker defensive line, you know, still is an excellent line that was there.
Yep.
I think their Laker defensive backfield, they've got some very good defensive backs for Lakers. There's some stuff to look forward to you're going to build on. Next game, next season, but we'd like to see it tonight.
And that defense backfield, they did shut down. You know, at least in the receiving game, they shut down Micah Gordon. They shut down Jensen Emmerich, and that was the goal. But it was just simply too much of LeGault. It was too much of Blackstock. Those two guys, they ran this offense. They made the points happen, and. Those two guys, they made that 27 points put up on the board there.
What I think Reese figured out fairly quickly, and Bad Axe did with Coach Polke, they found it out easily in the second half, was the fact that we really don't need our deep defensive backs. You know, they got a young sophomore quarterback, a little bit of pressure. Mm-hmm. That ball's not going more than 5 yards at the most with a little bit of pressure on it. You got Toby McPhee, you got Affer, you got a few of these other guys up front that they know they were going to give them just enough pressure. They weren't going to give that young sophomore quarterback 5-6 seconds in the pocket to sit back and say they were in his face every time he dropped back to pass. And really, there was at least one Bad X Hatchet in his face every time he tried to hand off.
Well, in this, since that opening game, this Bad X defense has been just simply on another level. They allowed 36 points to Sandusky in these next four games. Including tonight, this Bad X defense has given up 13 points in the last four games. This Bad X defense is playing as good as anyone in the area right now, and that is why they came out with this big win tonight, because it's Bad X defense.
Affer had a good Sam Hess had a good, really good game tonight for Bad X Hatchets. But I want to go to one player in particular who, you know, the guy's behind us. We've got Kent Shetler, 40-year referee with MHSA, one of our team tonight, with Jay Doobie also. They've been involved in sports for so many years. Half the guys in the tower, coaches and everybody else, young Mr. McPhee.
Yes.
There's Jake McPhee, and then there's Toby McPhee, both of those boys, 52, the senior, is Toby McPhee. And, boy, you know, I was waiting to see Toby. I've known these boys since they were little kids. Their dad and I have been friends for many years. We motocrossed at MPX almost since we started, since these guys were about 3 foot tall. Now they're about 6 foot six tall. They're taking after their grandpa. And if you see these boys, you look at them and you're going, Toby and Jake standing side by side. If you didn't know they were both in high school, you say, are these two guys college or pro linebackers?
Exactly.
I mean,
they are some big boys.
A big threat in the middle. I didn't know how it's kind of tough when you're playing with your little brother. But, there's a couple times big brother and little brother even got in on the tackles.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Toby is stingy when it comes to tackles. He was not waiting for anybody.
No,
I am just shocked to see how that young guy, again,
absolutely.
Knowing him since he was a little kid – for the first time seeing him play high school football for me. And that was a treat to watch a kid like that you know is going to go on to the next division, and he's going to be playing some pretty big college football.
Yeah, and you can tell that that defense is anchored by McPhee. He runs that. You know, the coaching staff has faith that he's going to get it done, and week in and week out, he gets it done.
Yeah, yeah. He's got his mom's drive. I'm not sure about his dad, but I can say that. Again, I know both of them, so I, you know, but his, that's a family that's very competitive,
right.
Very competitive. New coach at Bad Axe. I'm very impressed. Cal Polke called a great game.
I mean, really did,
coach.
I mean, what more can you say? I mean, this –
Your team got to hold on to the football in the second half. It's a lot easier to coach. Coach Verberg knows that if you got guys holding on to the football. But in the second half, we got a grip on it by the Lakers, Bad Axe football team.
Not only you look at this whole situation now, you are first-year head coach against a pro. I mean, for a program that has had some dark days lately.
Yes.
You are not only 4-1
for a long time.
You are Greater Thumb West co-champs for the first time in over 20 years. You are looking at having a top four seed heading into the playoffs. When was the last time you could say Bad Axe was a top four seed heading into the playoffs?
79? 1979?
I cannot say enough about Coach Polkley and the way that he – these boys, they buy into his philosophy. They respect him. They listen to him. And he has these boys playing phenomenal football right now.
And a shout-out to all of the Bad Axe coaches, our assistants, again, with Cal Polk. He's got a good lineup here. Aaron Meinhold, Craig McPhee, Ryan Brown, Don Chad, John Miles, Steve Forrester, Brian Braun, Jeff Braun, Kyle Braun, and Long Nguyen as their trainer. Yeah, the Bad Axe program, you know, I'm going to go way back. People will remember this because this is one of Coach Blackstock for years at Bad Axe. We used to love all those battles between, you get, especially with Blackstock, and you had Bill McClellan over here, and that Friday night rivalry of the green and white and the blue and gold. And, you know, you wanted to see that tonight, but it just wasn't going to happen. We just didn't have the matchup of seniors. We had the matchup of size, size. It was good, but you just had you were overloaded by Bad Axe. So I'm really impressed. Bad Axe is going to go somewhere this year.
If you had told me at the start of the season that, number one, that Bad Axe was going to come in to Lakers and beat them by 3 scores, I would have called you a liar.
No, I never.
And if you would have told me that Lakers Bad Axe had a league title on the line, I would have thought it was for Lakers and not for Bad Axe. But you have to give this Bad Axe team a bunch of credit. Yeah. Like, they are playing one of the best teams in the area right now. They are playing some great ball.
Look what Cass City did tonight. Look how many games we've had, 50-something nothing. Cass City just did it going for that for a conference tie anyways for tonight over Cass City. And we don't have an update on Sandusky, but you've got the best team off on the side that we really haven't even heard from any updates from tonight, but you'll have some in the update sports tomorrow. Sandusky is even better than what we saw tonight from either of those two teams. Some great battles coming up here in these playoffs that we're going to see.
I was actually, speaking of the playoffs, I wanted to see how tonight was going to go because looking earlier in the week at some potential matchups, both Lakers and Bad Axe, they're both looking at Division 7 right now. Heading into tonight's game, Bad Axe, Lakers and Bad Axe was in the same district. Bad Axe was the 4th seed, and Lakers was the 5th seed. So heading into tonight, we were looking at a first-round matchup of Bad Axe hosting Lakers. Now Bad Axe winning and Lakers losing, you could potentially see Bad Axe will probably stay where they are because 3 seed right now is Cass City. So we're probably not going to see Bad Axe move up. But we very well could see Lakers drop. And now we're getting into the territory of if you drop to the 6 seed, you're looking at a first-round matchup with Cass City. If you drop to the 7 seed, you're looking at a first-round matchup with Sandusky. So this loss tonight, this really hurt Lakers in many ways. If you're looking ahead to the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, now you go and work on fundamentals. I mean, that's what you go back, and that's we both coached and played and everything else. And when you have a night like this, which you have, you're going to have it sometime in your at least 4 years of high school football. You sure don't want it on your homecoming night, but that happens too.
Absolutely.
So you go back and you work on fundamentals. and you get to stick them out, or you find some gloves, or yeah. I mean, our secret back for years, we'd even stop at Carquest or Napa on the way to a football game and get gasket sealer.
Get some stick 'em.
I don't know how legal that was, but boy, gas